My neighbor Ned brags a lot about his smart home. So I showed him my Ecobee smart home. Turns out Ecobee's a lot smarter. So tell the Ned on your block about Ecobee. Just yell, get yourself a smarter home. Visit Ecobee.com today.
The El Conservador Radio Show is sponsored by the Federation for American Immigration Reform and George Rodriguez on 930 AM, The Answer. Time for the El Conservador Radio Show with George Rodriguez. George is a constitutional conservative who loves to expose fake news and liberals. And now, El Conservador, George Rodriguez.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio on this beautiful Saturday, June 29th, second to the last day in the middle of the year, my friends. The year is almost, is half over. So welcome to the show, my friends. Thank you for joining us. I hope you'll call some friends of yours and tell them to tune in. I also hope that you will go to our website and listen to our show and share that link with people. We post the program on our website, elconservador.net, and with the intention that people can listen to it at their convenience and share it as well. Because, my friends, we need to share this information. We need to tell people, first of all, how this crisis is progressing, and it is progressing. It's getting worse. It's not getting any better until we clean out the White House. How this crisis at the border is progressing in your backyard as well, and what needs to be done in the meantime, as well as what needs to be done if and when, and I will say it that way so that I don't offend FCC, but if and when the Trump takes over and we clean house. But my friends, the border crisis is real, and we need to let people know. We need to inform them about it. The mainstream media does not do that. In fact, the mainstream media is now beginning to argue as to whether or not we should even use the term illegal when we talked about illegal aliens or illegal immigrants or migrants, as they call them. So, my friends, thank you for joining us. I encourage you to go to our website, elconservador.net, and check it out, as well as share the show. Okay, so let me also begin by thanking our sponsor, FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform. FAIR is the foremost organization in D.C. that talks to us about, or tells us, informs us about the situation of the politics being played out in Washington, D.C. regarding the border. So, FAIR, Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIRUS.org, FAIRUS.org. Go there, learn about FAIR, donate to FAIR, support FAIR, because as you support FAIR, you support El Conservador. All right, let me tell you real quick who our guests are, and then I'm going to launch in to a tirade, because there's lots to talk about, my friends. First of all, our first guest is Mr. Todd Bensman, a regular guest with us. Todd Bensman is with the Center for Immigration Studies, and he is a prolific researcher, investigator, and writer. And most recently, he has been writing about the whole issue of terrorists crossing the border, my friends. Terrorists. It's not enough that we've got criminals coming across, murdering citizens, murdering children. Men, women, and children in our society, in our communities, we've got terrorists in our midst, and the Biden administration just continues, just nonchalant, like, well, it's no big deal. So, Todd Bensman is going to be chatting with us. Is going to explain to us what is going. Mayorkas is thinking, as best we can ascertain, what the heck is he thinking. What is his justification for the situation that we're facing? He is going to chat about that and his latest article regarding these over 400 illegal aliens who have terrorist ties, my friends. And heaven knows how many other there are out there. But at least 400 are estimated that are out there running around that have terrorist ties. So Todd Bensman will chat about that. We also have Sheriff Roy Boyd from Goliad County, Texas. Sheriff Boyd is the sheriff in the county in the Victoria, Texas area, just southeast of San Antonio. He is also very involved in the state's effort to address the illegal immigration issue. He is very involved with the Sheriff's Association. The gentleman is very, very knowledgeable. He's going to be chatting with us about this whole situation with the Biden administration setting up this executive order and what it has, the impact it has had on the Texas border. We have the Biden administration is applauding constantly that their executive order has had an impact, and Sheriff Roy Boyd is going to give us a little bit of insight into what's going on in that aspect of it. Our final guest is another gentleman, another sheriff. This gentleman, I got to know him about 5 years ago. He's been on our show in the past, and his name is Mike Lee, Sheriff Mike Lee from Wimico County, Maryland. Wimico County is Ocean City, Maryland, for example, out on the eastern shore of Maryland. Now, you would wonder why a sheriff in the eastern shore of Maryland would be interested in the immigration issue, the border crisis. Well, my friends, because he was one of the first sheriffs to raise the alarm about 5-6 years ago. He was one of the first sheriffs that I met that was raising the alarm that this problem was coming to their backyards, to their community. Well, here we are, 2024, June 2024, and people are dying in his backyard. There was a murder in the county next to him by an illegal alien, the murder of a woman. And they didn't catch that illegal alien. They didn't catch him in Maryland. They caught him in Oklahoma because the guy was traversing, was going back and forth across the country. A serial killer, an illegal alien that was wanted for murder, my friends, in his home country. And he came up here and did the same thing, murdered a woman. You know, it's in our backyard. You're going to want to hear what Sheriff Mike Lee has to say. A very, very well-spoken gentleman, very, very knowledgeable, very respected among sheriffs in the nation. You're going to want to hear what he's got to say. So, let me give you a rant of of my feelings regarding the reaction by Democrats, high-ranking Democrats, regarding two murders, regarding the murder of a young lady in Maryland, like I was just talking about, and the ruthless murder of a 12-year-old girl here in Texas, in Houston. And I am shocked and disgusted, my friends. You need to be, too, by the reaction of the Democrats who are in charge, Democrat leadership. For example, ultra-liberal Harris County judge. Now, a county judge in Texas is like the county executive. They are the highest-ranking elected official in the county. Well, the highest elected official in the county in Harris County, which is Houston, is Lena Hidalgo, okay? And she is an ultra-liberal. And she completely, my friends, yes, completely dismissed the murder of little Jocelyn Nungaray, the 12-year-old girl, her murder by two Venezuelan illegal aliens in Houston. She was following, apparently, the Democrats' talking points and saying that murders happen regardless of immigration status. In other words, murders are going to happen because they're illegal aliens doesn't matter. You know, think about that. Again, let me repeat what she is saying, that murders will happen regardless of immigration status. Well, it's shameless. It is absolutely shameless because if it was a blade of grass that was dying in the summer sun, they would be screaming, it's climate change. That's what these Democrats would be yelling and demanding, of course, that petroleum products stop being used. If it was a woman who wanted an abortion in Texas, they would be demanding unconditional and universal, publicly funded abortions. You know, but when an incident interferes with their agenda, they downplay it. It's disgusting because this murder, my friends, of this 12-year-old girl was preventable. The killers are illegal aliens that would not be in the United States except for the Biden open border. We can't excuse it. We cannot tolerate illegal immigration, or we're going to get more and worse illegal alien murderers in our midst. Then there's the shamelessness of how Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas reacted to it, to the same situation, to the same murder. You know, he was in Arizona touting how there's been an decrease in illegal alien numbers crossing thanks to the Biden executive order. However, the criticism was quick and factual that terrorists and murderers are getting in and that there hasn't been a slowdown. Mayorkas said that the arrests of illegal aliens has fallen by 40% since the Biden executive order. Well, I got news for you, my friends. It hasn't. All they've done is reclassified it and given it a different name. He defended the border vetting procedures, even though there is acknowledgement, even by the liberal news, my friends, that at least 8 ISIS terrorists have managed to slip through the U.S. custody and enter the country. Border Patrol agents were very, very quick to respond skeptically, saying that Wednesday's statement by Mayorkas shows that he lives in fairy tale land. I couldn't agree more. Even liberal MSNBC questioned Biden and Mayorkas' position on border security. Mitza Brzezinski, I can't pronounce her first name, but she said, is it really working? She questioned it. The murders that were committed by illegal aliens have also exposed the Democrats' their political first attitude and how they are deflecting the blame and responsibility. Mayorkas claimed that only the criminal is to blame for the murder of the 12-year-old. Only the criminal. Not the border policy. Not the Biden border policy. You know, think again. You have the county exec saying that murders are going to happen, and then you have Mayorkas saying that only the criminals are responsible, not the Biden administration. These terrorists and illegal alien criminals, my friends, again, I will emphasize, would not be in the country except for the unsecured border. Public safety, the public safety of all American citizens and their communities is at risk thanks to this administration's leftist policies. Biden and Mayorkas accept zero accountability. It's like the owner of a chicken coop who refuses to secure the chickens at night, or during the day for that much, and yet when he sees his chickens dead, he blames the predators and the animal control agents who are supposed to stop the predators for not doing their job, yet he is the one that's not securing them. He is the one. America, my friends, must secure the border, and we must strictly control who enters our country. Illegal immigration and unsecure borders affect our public safety and our national security. That's a fact, Jack. So that's my rant, my friends. I want to encourage you once again to go to my website, elconservador.net. Again, elconservador.net. To go to my Facebook page, El Conservador, George Rodriguez, El Conservador. As well as get on the mailing list. Send me an email. Send me your email address, and we'll get you on the mailing list so that you will receive the show. You will receive hot topics. Because, my friends, we have got to educate our friends and neighbors about this. All that you hear from the left, all that you ever hear from the left, is that these are poor migrants, and that the fault of the problem is always the United States or its citizens in some form or fashion. That we have exploited them, that we have oppressed them, that they are minorities trying to get a piece of the all-white American pie. All of this is BS, my friends. It truly is. All of this is just bullpucky. What the issue is, my friends, it's culture. These third world countries have been in existence as long as the United States has, at least 250 years. And they haven't progressed. I'll tell you why they haven't progressed: because of their culture, because of their politics. That's why. And then they come to the United States and they try to institute, they try to maintain their own language, culture, and politics. And you expect our country to progress under those conditions? Absolutely not. What these people need to do, and they need to start in their own country, is to begin changing their world, their culture, their politics, to something more suitable to what it is in the United States. What made us great, my friends, is our culture, is our Western European Christian culture. That's what has made us great. And what has unified our country for so long is the English language. Learn English. That's what all of these aliens, immigrants, need to do. And as far as the illegal aliens, my friends, we need to remove them. We need to send them home. We need to shut it down. We need to politely tell them, go home, and then do it forcefully. I'm sorry. There's no two ways around it. They will go home. If we stop giving them benefits, rights, privileges, they'll go home. They will go home on their own. They will deport themselves, I guarantee. So, once again, thank you for joining us, my friends. Call your friends and neighbors. I want to thank FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform, for sponsoring us. Thank you very much. Let's go to our first guest, Mr. Todd Benzman. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio, deep in the heart of South Texas, and we've got our good friend, Mr. Todd Benzman, who's been tearing up the press with his editorials. I wanted to get him on because we've got Mr. Mayorkas at the border making some comments. Todd, thank you very much for taking time to be with us, buddy.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Let me ask you, first of all, for reaction to his first comment that's catching a lot of attention. First of all, that the executive order that was put in place about 3 weeks ago by Biden, that it is working and that it has slowed down the amount of illegal immigration that we had seen. What are your thoughts?
Well, that's going to be the executive order that supposedly is ramping up a kind of medieval level kind of deportation process. But I'm still waiting for evidence that a single person has actually been deported. I'm not seeing any stories of the weeping, crying deportees down in Mexico returned. I'm still not seeing anything like that. I don't believe that if deportations are actually happening, that they're so few and far between that they wouldn't really have a deterring effect. I noticed that the secretary used the term, everybody that violates our terms will be subject to deportation, subject to, which is a Grand Canyon size difference between physically deporting, actually deporting anybody. So I don't think that's what it is. I think that it's a different Biden program that's responsible for a definite decline in illegal border entries, and that's the deal that they cut with Mexico to abuse immigrants all over Mexico, to beat them, force them onto off of trains, force them onto buses and planes, and flying them 1,500 miles south to Tapachula and Villa Hermosa and sticking them back there behind militarized roadblocks. That's part of a deal that the administration cut with Mexico in December. I've written about it at length. It's highly effective. It shows that beyond any doubt that Mexico is a very, very key player. They could have done this at any time in the last 3.5 years. They'll probably end it in November. They're just trying to get the numbers down so that the media goes away and they are more secure in their polling on this issue for the election.
Wow. Now, The second part of my question for you is, and this is something that you've been writing extensively about, is this situation of the terrorists and the criminals that are here. His response, Mayorkas' response to the question of the criminals committing murder and mayhem in the United States was, don't blame the Biden policies, blame the criminals. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I think that statement is based on a presumption that most Americans are just plain stupid, that they are just a bunch of dumb idiots that'll just swallow anything. But I don't think that's the case. I think most people realize, you can see it in the polling, that the illegal immigrants that murder, kill, rape, and pillage in this country, who just came in on these policies and would not be here otherwise, you know, that the victims would not be victimized, that the dead would be alive. People get that at a real gut level, and I think that that is discrediting claim by Mayorkas, the secretary. And I don't think anybody's fooled at all. Americans are smart.
Yeah. I mean, his reaction seems to be like almost blame the victim. You know, I'm amazed by.
Well, it's a deflection, you know, and I think and you would expect something like that a couple days before this big presidential televised candidate debate. So you know, you have to deflect from your policies, but make no mistake, 100% of every crime committed by an illegal immigrant was avoidable and unnecessary and was caused by the policies that let them in. Everybody knows that.
Now, that would also go to, needless to say, that would also go for any terrorist attack that might happen. Tell us about your latest article that you posted.
Well, there's a couple. There are a few things that are happening on that front. For one, NBC News just broke a major story, national security story, that, you know, ISIS-linked smuggling networks directed at least 400 illegal immigrants, got them in over the border, and that for months and months, the FBI and ICE and Joint Terrorism Task Force forces have been trying to track down each one of them to bring them in for questioning. And make sure that none of them were sent here as operatives for ISIS-K that were going to plan attacks. And then on top of that, there was an arrest in early June of 8 Tajiks that were brought in by this same smuggling organization. And the FBI got into them on a wiretap counterterrorism investigation and heard them talking about building bombs and jihad talk, and got nervous and rounded up 8 of them in 3 cities. And we haven't heard a word about it since then. I guess it's probably an ongoing investigation. So they're leaking. It looks like they're leaking out bits and pieces of information about it. By the way, there's still 50 that they haven't rounded up yet of the ones that were brought in by the ISIS smuggling organization. And then to top that off, the administration is still very systematically blocking every attempt to learn about 2 Jordanians, one of whom crossed the border illegally, who conducted some kind of a vehicle ramming attack on Quantico Marine Corps base, on May 3rd. My organization is still trying to get information about even just their identities, and they just told us as part of our FOIA that they're not going to give us even the names of these 2 guys on grounds that it would infringe upon their personal privacy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And that there is minimal public interest in this case, even though 6 different congressional letters of demand for information have gone out for information about this, every one of which has been completely blown off and ignored by the administration. They're simply not going to talk about this case, anything about it, at least not before the election.
So following Mayorkas's thinking regarding the murders, if there's a terrorist attack, we need to blame the terrorists, not the
right.
not the Biden administration,
exactly.
I guess, right?
Right, right. I mean, that sort of thinking is just not even serious. I don't think anybody should take it too seriously. It's just too absurd to... I mean, it's just like, oh, God, it's an eye roll. It warrants an eye roll, that kind of stuff.
Yes, it does. My man, I know you're at a conference, so we won't keep you very long at all. Thank you very much for taking time to be with us, buddy.
Anytime, George.
Thank you once again to Mr. Todd Bensman with the Center for Immigration Studies.
The Federation for American Immigration Reform, known as FAIR, fights to restore common sense border controls and immigration policies that work for America and its future. America's immigration system and border controls have been decimated by Washington politicians and special interests, undermining the interests and security of the American people. FAIR mobilizes grassroots activists to make sure the voices of the American people are heard in Washington. Find out more about FAIR and what we do by going to fairus.org.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got our good friend, Sheriff Roy Boyd from Goliad County, Texas. And I wanted to get him on because he is very, very involved in the state border efforts to guard to secure the border, as well as... this whole situation, my friends, where we've got an alert about 50 ISIS terrorists that are running loose, and those are the ones that they've identified. They've been able to identify almost 200 that have gotten through. But we've got that, and then we've got the recent murders, particularly one last week of a young girl in Houston, Texas, not too far away from where we are. Sheriff, thank you and welcome to the show. What is your take on all of this?
My take is that all of this is easily preventable. Had the Biden administration continued the policies of the Trump administration, we wouldn't be facing this devastating wave of crime that we're facing right now, and it's that simple.
The situation that we have seen, there have been several folks that have been raising the alert for a while, including a lot of sheriffs around the country, including yourself, but just doesn't seem to be making any headway in D.C. with the administration.
Well, everything that's happening is by design. They're fully aware of the consequences of their actions or their lack of action. And if they actually wanted to do something about it, they would have just continued the enforcement of the law. They would not have done what they've done, which is revoking all of President Trump's executive orders and thereby opening up the border for criminals to come across and victimize the people of the United States of America. This is their intent, and they're doing a very good job at it.
Do you think that this is going to have an impact on the election? Because we keep hearing that Biden and his reelection campaign folks are trying to blame January 6th, the insurrection as they call it, and they're trying to claim that the border is secure and that crime is low, et cetera, et cetera. Do you think this their efforts are going to have any kind of success?
Well, I'm not so sure about how the people feel. I would hope that people would be awakened to the fact that all this is going on. But to be quite honest with you, working for the government for 30 years, George, I think the real problem is more the cheating in the election process than it is the education of the people of the United States of America. And we know what's going on to the tune of millions and millions of votes. It's just a question of will the people come out in such an overwhelming number that they can outdo what the administration and the left is going to do in an attempt to steal this election once again.
Yeah, that's very, very true. Now, you talk to a lot of sheriffs, a lot of fellow sheriffs. Are their concerns as much as they are yours and mine about what is happening at the border, as well as now in their own backyards.
Yeah, it's a primary concern with a lot of law enforcement. The general consensus is that if Trump is not reelected, then the experiment in democracy, so to speak, is going to be officially at an end. That the government is going to take great strides to take punitive action against its political enemies in a way that we've never seen before. I mean, this administration is already locking up people in violation of their constitutional rights and prohibiting them from exercising their due process. So we know that it's the do or die time for the United States of America, and it's going to be up to the people to ensure that we have an overwhelming turnout.
Right. The the last question I've got for you right now, because I know you're at the conference, at a sheriff's conference in Oklahoma City. But my last question for you is the trafficking that's going on. It seems to have accelerated with the Biden executive order 2 weeks ago. It seems like illegal immigration hasn't slowed down, but there's a lot of trafficking, a lot of cars, a lot of human trafficking being busted left and right. Are you seeing that in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, we've seen that. I get a report from Border Patrol every couple of days, and the numbers continue to tick up. You look at just the three largest Border Patrol stations in the RGV, the Rio Grande Valley sector, and just those three since October 1st of last year have encountered and apprehended, so to speak, about 120,000 illegal aliens coming over the border. That's just three of many, many Border Patrol stations across the state of Texas and the southwest border. And so imagine this, you know, that might be maybe 8% of what actually comes across, because the numbers that I've been given since the Biden administration has come in, when we were out at an event at Mar-a-Lago not long ago, numbers I was told that it was somewhere that estimate between 40 and 50 million have actually come across since he was sworn in as president.
Wow. And again, a lot of these people that are crossing, even if you had them, even if you suspected them, many of them have never been fingerprinted or have any kind of records, because they're coming from third world countries where they don't do that. So
there's only six third world nations that actually share their criminal histories with the United States of America. So you're absolutely right. And so, and you've been down there just as I have, George. You go down to the Rio Grande River in certain spots, and there are literally hundreds, sometimes thousands of IDs from different countries around the world laying on the ground, because when these people cross that river, they take on a whole new identity. We don't really know who they are.
Wow. That is so dangerous and so disturbing. It is. Sheriff, thank you very, very much for taking time to be with us. We appreciate everything that you do, and we want you to stay safe, buddy.
And God bless you, George. God bless your listeners, and you keep up the good work, sir.
You got it. Thank you very much. Once again, my friends, we've been speaking with Sheriff Roy Boyd from Goliad County, Texas, and we wish him the best. This is George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got a dear friend of mine who has been on our show in the past, Sheriff Mike Lewis from Wanaco County, Maryland. That is in eastern Maryland on the Atlantic coast. I wanted to get him on because we have chatted before. In fact, the first time was about 5 years ago, and we chatted. We talked about the problems that might be coming down the road with illegal immigration. Well, here we are, 5 years later. We've got ISIS terrorists running around. We've got crimes, murder being committed all over the nation. Sheriff, welcome to the show. Thank you for taking time to be with us.
Thank you, George. Thank you for having me back on the show.
Let's talk. What are your thoughts about where we're at now? You know, we used to, you've been following this. You've been one of the people that have been out there, one of the sheriffs that's been out there echoing and telling folks this, that the train was coming down the tracks. Well, looks like the train is here now. What are your thoughts?
You know, George, we now have an administration that has clearly and strategically created this humanitarian crisis. They've created this disaster for the United States. There's not a single state in the United States that's not been affected by the illegal immigration issue that's created and exacerbated current crime problems throughout the state. Every state has been affected by it, and I've said it many, many times. When you've got, and I tell people this all the time, when you've got 50,000 migrants who are crossing in one point of entry a week, and they're being given gift cards and other forms of U.S. currency, and they're allowed to go anywhere they want, including trips directly to San Antonio, where you are, George. You know, having been down to the border many times, going back down to the border in just a few weeks, just got back from Oklahoma today at the National Sheriff's Association, where we had 2,500 sheriffs and senior command staff personnel discuss the number one issue affecting us all is the illegal immigration issue that's been created by the administration in Washington, D.C. And you're right, George. We talked about this 5 years ago. What if we didn't get this wall built? What if we didn't get this brand new technology, these ground sensors, these light poles, everything that the Trump administration had been feverishly implementing to get started, and it was suddenly ripped from the hands of the ranchers along the border who now know that their government has turned their backs on them, and now we've got an issue of biblical proportions across this country. And as you well know, Sheriff Jeff Gaylor in Harford County, here we are 1,800 miles from the border. He's dealing with a horrific homicide of a beautiful young mother of five young children who was murdered by an illegal alien who's now been extradited back to the state of Maryland from Tulsa, Oklahoma, just last week. We're trying to bring closure to another family that's been affected by the Biden administration, specifically Secretary Mayorkas, and what he's done in his betrayal to our nation.
You know, one of the things that concerns me, and I'd like your opinion on it, is that this defund the police movement, as well as these DAs that are in many of the large communities, the large urban areas, like in New York, the illegal aliens beat up the police, and then the next day the DA had let them off, and they didn't catch those guys until they were in Arizona.
Exactly.
Isn't this, I mean, aren't we setting ourselves up for really some public problems?
We certainly are, and I tell people all the time, if we really listen, we're always going to have crime issues, but this right here is not a crime problem. It's a national security problem, because 99.6% of those applying for asylum are, in fact, granted asylum. Now, Biden can say, well, I've signed an executive order. We're going to do this now. Well, it's too little, too late. They strategically created this issue. They created this humanitarian crisis for no other reason other than to change the voter landscape of America. And we Americans are suffering the consequences and will suffer the consequences for decades over what they've done the last 3.5 years.
The Secretary Mayorkas yesterday at the border over in Arizona made the comment that the murders and crimes that are committed should be blamed on the illegal alien, not on the Biden administration and their policies. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, when you're allowing illegals to come into the country, when our own government is complicit in allowing them to come into the country, and they're given very limited resources, gift cards and a few thousand dollars in their trek north deep into the United States, they have no other choice but to commit crimes, and the government has allowed them to do it. Meanwhile, we don't have the resources or the manpower to deal with what we're dealing with across this country, and proactive policing has gone out the window. All we're doing now is processing these individuals in various states throughout the nation because of the increase in crime that we have seen, and as you well know, they do nothing with illegals. Once they're in the United States, there's no such thing as asking someone for their green card, asking someone from the country. It's illegal for me as a police officer in Maryland to even ask someone if they're legally in the United States. They passed a law in the state of Maryland that prohibits me from even asking one's legal status. So it's ridiculous, George.
Oh, that is incredible. That couples real well with the you're not supposed to profile these illegal aliens because that's racial discrimination. It's amazing. I'm not sure exactly how the heck we are supposed to investigate these situations anymore.
You know, I say this all the time. Profiling is a very effective and powerful tool, and anyone who's been successful at arresting criminals and been successful at any facet of criminal enforcement, they profile. Don't let anyone tell you any differently. It's a very powerful and effective tool, and it's a tool that we shall never surrender. It's common sense, George. It's common sense.
Yep. Sheriff, before we let you go, anything else that you would like to share with us, with the folks?
I just want our listeners to know that there are sheriffs across this country who are going to be rallying down in McAllen, Texas in September. We've got a number of issues we're going to do. I'm going to do another press conference down there, very similar to the one I did a few months ago. And I can tell you one thing, we're not holding back. I have ridden all over Texas with the Texas DPS. I commend Governor Greg Abbott for what he's done down there. He has been the life ring for the state of Texas because our government certainly hasn't done anything to protect you and your federal citizens from the encroachment and invasion that you witness on a daily basis. I want our listeners to know that we have their backs. We are coming down here in full force from all over the country in September, and I hope to see you there, George. I would love you to come join us.
I would love to be there. That's great. Sheriff, thank you very, very much for taking time to be with us and to be a frontline fighter for our protection and for our liberty.
My pleasure, George, and I will keep you posted on this upcoming event in September in McAllen, Texas, and you have an invitation, a personal invitation for me to join us. And don't be surprised, we might have a presidential candidate down there with us.
Excellent. That would be fantastic. Well, we'll get
Absolutely.
You back on. We'll get you back on sometime soon to talk a little bit more about this crisis that we've got and to talk about the event in September so we can get some people rallied. Okay.
God bless you, George. God bless our listeners. Never surrender. Never give up. We are moving forward.
You got it. Once again, my friends, we've been listening to Sheriff Mike Lewis from Wimico County, Maryland. Thank you, sir. Take care.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, folks, once again, George Rodriguez, El Conservador. Let me give you some news items from this past week that will further enhance your anxiety and anger about what the Biden administration is or not doing about the illegal immigration problem and the border crisis. First of all, it was reported that by a man, a Venezuelan that they arrested in New York, that the Venezuelans that have been involved with the shooting of two New York City police officers, they claim that a vicious Venezuelan gang, this Tren de Aragua, that has infiltrated the United States, that they are smuggling guns into New York City run shelters by stuffing them in food bags. That, according to that was revealed by these two illegal aliens that were arrested. This is yet another example, my friends, of the dangers that are being created not only for the citizen but for our law enforcement officers in America. This individual that spilled beans was involved in the shooting of two New York City police officers. This notorious Venezuelan gang, Tren de Aragua, has established itself in major cities. And sadly, most of those major cities are run by George Soros' liberal city governments. They have George Soros-funded DAs that don't do anything to punish these characters. In fact, they release them. America's in big trouble over this issue, my friends. On another news item, there is a push by the liberals and the leftists to outlaw stop using the word illegal when you're talking about illegal aliens or illegal immigrants. Now, Congressman, San Antonio's Congressman Joaquin Castro has already proposed a couple of years ago that the term illegal alien be removed from all the federal laws and regulations. However, you know, he's been ignored. However, here we go again with illegal, with the word illegal being removed or challenged by the leftists and liberals. And again, because they claim that it is stigmatizing of these illegal aliens. It stigmatizes them, and they want it removed. They want to play these word games. They truly believe, my friends, these people truly believe that if they change or remove a word, then by definition, the action will be changed. In other words, if we don't use the word illegal, then they're not illegal. Okay? I mean, it's mind games. Sick mind games. If an illegal alien is no longer called an illegal alien, then they cease to be illegal. Right? That's their thinking. Logic and truth don't matter to these people. Citizens cannot fall into this nonsense. Let's remember, my friends, that a sin is a sin, a crime is a crime, and illegal is illegal. Then there was another bit of disturbing news, you might say. And this came from Jason Owens, who is the Chief Border Patrol, the National Chief Border Patrol agent. He was raising the alarm about the number of gang-affiliated illegal aliens that are entering the country. The Biden administration, along with the George Soros-funded DAs and local liberal state politicians, they don't seem to care. But according to Jason Owens, Chief Jason Owens, since October 2023, the Border Patrol has detained, now get this number, are you ready? Has detained nearly 13,700 illegal aliens with criminal histories. 13,700. These are the ones that they have detained. Heaven knows how many have escaped and gone undetected. 1,370 since October. However, who knows how many of these people are living amongst us that have not been detected, my friends? How many of them are committing crimes and we don't know anything about? Here in San Antonio, they've been monitoring them because of the migrant center that's located up right here in San Antonio, where they come to be processed, supposedly, whatever that word. I have been speaking of this for years. Since that place opened up, I have been speaking of this for at least 2 years now, that the sheriff of Bexar County of San Antonio, who is a Democrat, Sheriff Javier Salazar, he should be out there vetting these illegal aliens that are coming through our community and our country. He should be out there. But no, he claims that that's none of his business. I guess it's none of his business until they kill one of us. Then it becomes his business. But this is the outrageousness of these people. This is how they view things. This is how they, how they brush it off. The danger is made worse when the open border, my friends, is coupled with local liberal politicians, including DAs, who are George-funded Soros, and leftist activists who see law enforcement as racist and evil. That's when it becomes even more complicated and worse. These liberals and leftists have created sanctuaries for illegal aliens. They have also defunded the police departments, and they prevent the police, through their policies, through their local policies, from doing their job. My friends, American citizens are in peril because of the open border and these liberal leftist politicians and the defund police movement. Yes, sir. That's the fact. In another piece of news that happened this past week, on Thursday, an illegal alien who shot two people in Irving, Texas, was arrested. They didn't know that he was an illegal alien until they arrested him. But he has been arrested, another illegal alien who committed crime. The guy's name is Mendoza Argueta. And I'm not sure where he is from, but he is definitely an illegal alien. Another one that has committed murder in the United States. He shot two people at a Chick-fil-A in Irving, Texas. He was there was a manhunt for him on Wednesday and Thursday. They caught him on Thursday. These characters, because they can get away with murder in their home country, because they can take laws into their hands in their home country, believe they can do the same thing. Luckily, we still have good operative police departments that are able to catch up with these characters. But, we've got woke city councils and city managers and mayors who will not let them let the police do their job. That's a big concern for me. And one more example of how out of control the border is, a Turkish illegal alien named Shakir Akan, 21 years old, was arrested in Albany, New York, for the rape of a young girl, of a 15-year-old girl. The girl was apparently picked up by this character who had been arrested, this Akan guy. It was reported that he was arrested 7 months ago in San Diego when he crossed the border illegally. that he was arrested there, and he came to Albany, New York, abducted and raped a 15-year-old girl. Again, my friends, these people are coming from third world countries where law and order don't matter. And so, my friends, we're going to close. This is George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. Thank you to FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform, and thank you for listening in. Till next time, my friends, stay strong and keep America great.
The Federation for American Immigration Reform, known as FAIR, fights to restore common sense border controls and immigration policies that work for America and its future. America's immigration system and border controls have been decimated by Washington politicians and special interests, undermining the interests and security of the American people. FAIR mobilizes grassroots activists to make sure the voices of the American people are heard in Washington. Find out more about FAIR and what we do by going to fairus.org.
At Red Diamond, we know that there's simply nothing better than the perfect sip of fresh-brewed iced tea. And we've been working hard to make sure choosing Red Diamond is always easy, with only simple ingredients, water, tea leaves, and pure cane sugar, or no sugar. We make sure our tea tastes like, well, tea. Stop by your local cooler and pick up a gallon for a perfect sip today. Red Diamond. Perfect's not easy.